to you.
गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् असाध्यसाधकस्वामिन् असाध्यं तव किं वद रामदूतदया सिन्धो मत्कार्यं साधय प्रभो. सर्वेभ्यः राम राम राम. एतादृश अवकाशम् अतीव दुर्लभम्. भगवतः माहात्म्यं, भगवतः नाम माहात्म्यं वक्तव्यं चेत् बहुजन्म कृतपुण्येनैव लभ्यते. तदर्थम् अहं धन्यः. अवकाशं दत्तवते श्री राजेश महोदयाय अपि नमस्कारान् व्याहरामि. मध्ये मध्ये आङ्ग्लसंस्कृतभाषयोर्मध्ये यथाशक्ति वक्तुं प्रयत्नं करोमि. मन्दं मन्दं वदामि, तेन सर्वेषाम् अर्थावगमनं भविष्यति इति मन्ये. देर् आर् अरौण्ड् 7 to 8 पायिण्ट्स् आर् 10 पायिण्ट्स् ऐ हेड् मेड् नोट् आफ्. वि विल् ट्रै टु सी हौ मच् वि केन् कवर् टुडे. यथाशक्ति यथामति यथादीतं प्रयत्नं कुर्मः. प्रथमः अंशः वेदमाहात्म्यम्. टु प्रूव् एनिथिङ्ग् आर् टु टेक् एनिथिङ्ग् एज़् अ फ्याक्ट् एण्ड् टु अक्सेप्ट् समथिङ्ग् वि नीड् अ कन्क्लूसिव् एविडेन्स् आर् अ प्रमाण प्रूफ् एण्ड् फार् दट् इन् अवर् लिस्ट् आफ् प्रूफ्स् विच् आर् गिवन् इन् अवर् शास्त्रास् द फस्ट् इस् आल्वेस् वेदाः प्रमाणम्. सो why is that so much of importance to Vedas? First we have to understand this. A very very logical, simple tarka, or a simple logic let me give you. Asmakam sanatana dharma marge bahavah acharyaha santi margaha santi अद्वैत द्वैत विशिष्टाद्वैत शक्ति विशिष्टाद्वैत शिव विशिष्टाद्वैत आगमादि पंथाः सन्ति. वी हैव सो मेनी पाथ्स, वी हैव सो मेनी गुरुस. नाउ व्हाट एवर पाथ पीपल मे टेक, व्हाट एवर द आचार्य मे गिव एज उपदेश, व्हाट इज दैट सिंगल फाउंडेशन और सिंगल नॉर्थ पोल व्हाट वी कॉल इन आवर मैनेजमेंट टर्म्स. What is that single place everybody will show and say it is said like this here? That is Vedas. This itself shows us evame yete naiva asmabihi gnyatum shakyate yat vedaha pramanam iti. And therefore even Manu later says vedo akhila dharma moolam. So Veda is the moola foundation of all the Vedas. So first we know that Veda is the most important foundation source of all our knowledge. So that is where we have to take. Now this Veda, what it does is Veda talks about karma kanda, jnana kanda, and some people also split it into upasana kanda. After telling all the karma kanda, finally it says if there are any mistakes, if there are any dosha lopa which I have done, hey Vishnu, hey Shipivishta, aham prashagumsami te nama, I praise your name, and by telling that name let me be absolved of all the knowing, unknowing, dosha lopa, mantra lopa, tantra lopa, kriya lopa, swara lopa, nyuna, atirikta, vismriti, viparyasa. There is a big list which people tell always. So for all that, what is that single prayaschitta they tell is Bhagavan Nama Japaha. And where is it told? What is the proof? You should always keep asking. our entire Sanatana Dharma is based on the power of questioning. Today many people tell shastras and all, it is only written and people have to follow. No, it is there are always two different sets. We should be aware of the situation or the place, and based on that we have to adjust ourselves. In the karma kanda it is about following. In the jnana kanda it is purely about questioning and then understanding. So at the end of the karma kanda, after all talking about all the kamya karma and many things, finally the Vedas, and this mantra comes in various places. In Rigveda it comes in Kautamiya Shaka, Maitrayani Shaka, and even in the Yajurveda and the Dvitiya Kanda, Dvitiya Prashna, this mantra comes. Pratatte adya shipi vishtana marya shagum sami vayunani vidvane tantva grinami tava samata viyan kshayanta masya rajasav parake kimitte vishnu. So in the Vedas itself, finally it says, if I have done some mistake, let me chant your name. Hey Vishnu, please absolve me of all the mistakes and take care of my requirements. So the Veda Pramana, Veda is the base, Veda is the Pramana, and in the Veda Pramana we have the Pramana of Nama Mahima clearly established. Now the next second point, to understand the Vedas, let us say we want to understand the Vedas, what are the means people keep asking? One is of course Sanskritadhyayanam, Vedadhyayanam, then the Mananam, then going through the Bhashya, knowing all the Shad Vedangas, Shiksha, Vyakaranam, Chandaha, Niruktam, Jyotisham, Tatha, Kalpascheti, Shadangani, Vedasyahur, Manishinah. These Vedangas, all the six Vedangas we have to know so that we can understand the Vedas. So all these if we have to do, it may, in the current scenario, it may be a little bit difficult for some of us. So then what is the easier or the next path, alternative way, if some people ask? Itihasa Puranabhyam Vedam Samupabrimhayet. Upabrimhanam, interpolation, extrapolation actually, Upabrimhanam. So if you want to extrapolate and understand the Vedas, then Itihasa Puranabhyam, through the Itihasas and Puranas, as you keep doing it, which is why we have something called as Prabhu Samhita, Kanta Samhita, Suhrit Samhita. This we have spoken in some other scenario. It takes time to explain this, but we have different types of scriptures which play different roles in supporting the minds of people. So we come to Itihasa Purana, which is the second point we are discussing. In Itihasa, Ramayana Mahabharata, within that Mahabharata Grantha. Again, just a simple statement, if I tell, that will give us the greatness of Mahabharata. Today, can there be, or even in the entire history of mankind, do we have one single Grantha or the author of the Grantha quoting so confidently by telling whatever is in this entire universe, Brahmanda, that is there in this Grantha, what is here is there outside, what is not here is not there anywhere. Can anybody even make such a statement or even think of making such a statement? Obviously not. But Vyasa could make it, because that was the greatness of the Grantha epic called Mahabharata. Epic is not the right term or the right translation for it, but still, just to make people understand, we are using it. So Mahabharata Grantha, yet iha asti tat anyatra asti, yet iha na asti tat anyatra nasti. That is the statement made actually. Now that itself gives us the greatness, and then which is why later it gets to be called as Bharatam Panchamo Vedaha. They found it to be on par with the Vedas. So Bharatam Panchamo Vedaha. So Mahabharatasya Mahatmyam Asmabihi Idanim Jnatam. Veda Mahatmyam, Mahabharata Mahatmyam. Within Mahabharata, our Bhashyakaras and Acharyas have told there are five Ratnas within Mahabharata. What are those five Ratnas? Many of us know about this. Bhagavad Gita, Vidura Niti, ಸನತ್ಸು ಜಾತಿಯ ಯಕ್ಷ ಪ್ರಶ್ನ ಅಂಡ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ಅವರ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮಂ. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ರತ್ನಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಸಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ. ನೌ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಪಂಚಮಹಾರತ್ನಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ, ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಯೋರಿಟೈಸಿಂಗ್ ದಮ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಸಾಧನ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಪಂಚರತ್ನಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಅವರ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆನ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದೀಸ್. ನೌ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್. ಸೊ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ವಿಚ್ ದ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ನೋ. ದ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಧರ್ಮಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ, ದ ಕುರುಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ, ಶರ ಶಯ್ಯ ಆನ್ ದ ಆರೋಸ್, ಅವರ್ ಭೀಷ್ಮ ಪಿತಾಮಹ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರಾದಯ ದೇ ಆಲ್ ಕಮ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣೋಪಿ ತತ್ರ ಉಪಸ್ಥಿತಃ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತಿ. ತತ್ರ ತೇ ಪೃಚ್ಛಂತಿ ಅಸ್ಮಾಕಂ ಕೃತೆ ಕೃಪಯ ಧರ್ಮಾನ್ ವಕ್ಷ್ಯೆ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಧರ್ಮಸ್. ಸೋ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಧರ್ಮಸ್, ರಾಜಧರ್ಮ, ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಧರ್ಮ, ಕುಲ ಧರ್ಮ, ಶಿಕ್ಷಕ ಧರ್ಮ, ಮೆನಿ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಟು ನೋಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಕಂದ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಹೂ ಆಲ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಲಿಸನ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಧರ್ಮ. ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ದ ಅಟೆಂಡೀಸ್ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಅಸ್ ಹೌ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರಾದಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಭೀಷ್ಮ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ. ತತ್ರ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಏವಂ ಗಚ್ಚತಿ, ತತ್ರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಋಷಯಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ದೇವ ಋಷಯಶ್ಚ ಸತ್ತಮ ರಾಜ ಋಷಯಶ್ಚ ತತ್ರಾಸನ್ ದ್ರಷ್ಟುಂ ಭರತ ಪುಂಗವಂ. ಕೇಕೆ ಆಗತಃ ತತ್ರ ದೇವ ಋಷಯಃ, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಋಷಯಃ, ರಾಜ ಋಷಯಃ. ಸೋ ಸರ್ವೇ ಋಷಯಃ ಯೇಷಾಂ ಏಕ ಏಕ ಯೋಜನ ಪರಿಮಿತಂ ಶ್ಮಶ್ರು ದಾಡಿ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತಿ, ತಾದೃಶಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ಭರತ ಪುಂಗವಂ ಭೀಷ್ಮಂ ದ್ರಷ್ಟುಂ, ಕೇವಲ ದರ್ಶನ ಮಾತ್ರೇಣ, ದರ್ಶನಾದೇವ ಸಾಧವಃ, ತೀರ್ಥೀಕುರ್ವಂತಿ ತೀರ್ಥಾನಿ, ದರ್ಶನಾದೇವ ಸಾಧವಃ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸಾಧೂಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪಾಪಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಅವೇ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ರಿಷೀಸ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಧರ್ಮಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಬೋನಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೆಮ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ಆಲ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಧರ್ಮಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅವರ್ ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಹವ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮ ವಿ ಹವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆಲ್ ಅವರ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಕೀಪ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಟೆಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ವೇ ಲೈಕ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಅವರ್ ಎಲ್ಡರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಬಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮೀ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ದಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಸಮ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ದಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೂ ದಿಸ್ ಯೋಗ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ದಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೂ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಯಾಮ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಜಿಮ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಮೆಮರಿ ಎಕ್ಸಸೈಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟೆಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಪುಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದೆನ್ ಮಲ್ಟಿಪಲ್ ಜನ್ಮಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಫಿಷಿಯಂಟ್ ಸೊ ಅಲ್ಪಾಯಾಸ ಸಾಧ್ಯಂ ಅನಲ್ಪ ಫಲಂ ವಿತ್ ಲೆಸ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್ ಮಲ್ಟಿಪಲ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಕ್ಸಿಮಮ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಮಿನಿಮಮ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಕ್ಸಿಮಮ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಸಚ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಒನ್ ಉಪಾಯ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸಮ್ಮರಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಅಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಇಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ವೆರಿ ಇನ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ಡ್ ವೇ ಅವರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಭಾಷ್ಯಕಾರಸ್ ಕೀಪ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಕಿಮೇಕಂ ದೈವತಂ ಲೋಕೆ ಕಿಂ ವಾಪಿ ಏಕಂ ಪರಾಯಣಂ ಕಂ ಸ್ತುವಂತಃ ಕಂ ಅರ್ಚಂತಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ತತ್ರ ಮಾನವಾಃ ಶುಭಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನುಯುಃ ಸೊ ವರ್ಷಿಪಿಂಗ್ ಹೂಮ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಹೂಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದ ಶುಭ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ದೆನ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೋ ಧರ್ಮ ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮಾಣಾಂ ಪರಮಃ ಮತಃ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಯು ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಮೀ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಧರ್ಮ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ದಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಬಿಗ್ ದಟ್ ಈವನ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕಿನ್ ಜಪನ್ ಮಾನವ ತತ್ರ ಅಗೇನ್ ಅಸ್ಮಾಭಿ ಜ್ಞಾತವ್ಯಂ ಭವತಿ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಶಬ್ದ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಜಂತು Jantu is the shabda. It is not only manavaha. Jantuhu itself. Any jantu, jiva jantu, anything, if it can somehow think of this and hear this or do the japa of it, janma samsara bandhanat. Again, there are a lot of ancillary questions people may ask. I don't know how to chant probably, or sometimes I am not able to chant. Just by listening, is it enough? Again, in the end, they have always told, in the end, stuvan naam yaidam shrunuyan nityam yaschapi parikirtayet. So they put the kirtanam later and put the shrunuyat, the hearing, in the first place. Yaidam shrunuyat nityam. Again, when they use the word nityam or bhaktya, that is the most important part in that. That is the consistency and discipline, which every day, if we listen with bhakti, that itself gives. That is why jantuhu is given. Jantuhu janma samsara bandhanat muchyate moktum moksham praptum shaknoti. That is the kind of question which Yudhishthira asked, which all of us ask. Tell me that shortcut or a simple methodology by which I can achieve everything in this life. And that is when they start Bhishma Uvacha. They start with Paramam Yo Mahattejaha, Paramam Yo Mahattapaha, and Stuvan Nama Sahasreda Nityam Bhakti Samanvitaha. You get everything just by Stuvan Nama Sahasreda Nityam. Nityam every day, which talks about the consistency, discipline as a routine, and Bhakti Samanvitaha, that devotion. These two, if we have, we will surely get. There is absolutely no doubt about it. So from the Shastra point of view, we are able to see that this Vishnu Sahasranama is the single most dharma which we can follow. So that is the fourth point. Now, slowly, not getting too much into the known shlokas and their translations of the Vishnu Sahasranama, because within the Sahasranama, all the shlokas and the translations, most of us are already aware of it. And all the Phalashruti, which is there in detail, we are all aware of it. But what are those various levels of Mahatmya of Vishnu Sahasranama? If we have to tell it to the younger generation, how do we tell it? From a Vedic point of view, we saw. From a Mahabharata's greatness, we saw. From a Dharma Shastra's greatness, we have seen. Now, let us see, even from a Vedantic instructions, that is, in all our life, there is a Guru, and that Guru's Vakya is always Veda Vakya for us. So, if we always decide that I will follow my Guru's Veda Vakya, our Guru, if we tell, again, in all the matas, again, Vishnu Sahasranama is one important grantha where commentaries are given by, in all the three, Dvaita, Advaita, Vishishtadvaita. So, by all the Acharyas, commentaries have been given. And if we take Adishankara Bhagavat Pada Acharyaha in Bhajagovindam, he again establishes the power of Vishnu Sahasranamam. Katham Geyam Gita. Daily instructions. What are the daily instructions we have to follow? If somebody asks, instruction number one, Geyam Gita. How much ever possible, Bhagavad Gita, try to sing. Second, Nama Sahasram. Every day, Vishnur Devya Sahasranamam has to be told. This is what Shankaracharya establishes, and which is where the Bhashya Grantha, the entire Bhashya comes, and the Harihara Bheda is also established later. And then, along with that, what you have to do is Shripati Rupam, Kidrisham Rupam, Ajasram Rupam, Kim Kartavyam, Dhyayam. You have to sit and meditate upon that Rupa of Shripati, Srinivasa, Paravasudeva, Narayana. You have to do that. And then Sange Chittam, Sajjana Sange Chittam, Neyam. Your Chittam, where you have to take and keep it. Keep it in Sajjana Sangha, Satsangatve, Nisangatvam. Finally, then what you have to do? What is the fifth instruction which is given there is Dina Janaya Vittam Deyam. All your whatever materials, prosperity which is there, or whatever you have in this materialistic world, Deyam, just give. somebody asked our Jagatguru, Sringeri Jagatguru, I need lots and lots of money for my next Janma also, so that I can do more Dharma. What should I do, Guruji? He asked. Our Sringeri Guruji just told one thing, just give away everything. He didn't understand. Then he said, you give away so that so much of Punya gets accrued, and then the swabhava of giving comes. So Bhagavan himself will give you more so that you can further give more. It is a virtuous cycle which is established actually. Evam nama sahasram asmabhihi pratinityam geyam iti adishankara bhagavatpadaihi api sviye mohamudgara akhya bhajagovinda stotre api asmabhihi adishtam uktancha iti asmabhihi svikartum shakyate. So from an instructional point of view, from the guru also, Vishnu Sahasranama has to be told on a daily basis, and it will give analpa phala. Coming to the astrological point of view, today, if we see all the astrological granthas, finally for the pariharas of all the graha doshas, it is established that Vishnu Sahasranama is one of the best parihara for any graha dosha, any dasha, any bhukti, any kala sarpa dosha, naga dosha, many dosha which are there. One golden parihara which can be is Vishnu Sahasranama Stotra. And this has been proved time and again by very, very famous astrologers. Let it be Sri B.V. Raman Mahodaya, K.N. Rao Mahodaya, lot of Mahodayas. K.N. Rao Mahodaya's videos there in YouTube where he makes a pramanam and tells, just search for K.N. Rao Vishnu Sahasranama video. Just search for it. You will get where he is a great astrologer. He tells how Vishnu Sahasranama is one single parihara for all the astrological requirements and doshas, whatever they call it as. Now let us look at it from an Ayurvedic point of view. So in the Ayurvedic point of view, when we see, we have Rashmi who can explain things here better. She herself is a Ayurvedic student and she can explain it better, but still I will just take a small attempt. So in the Charaka Samhita, there is a chapter on Jvara Chikitsa itself. So there in that chapter, when we talk about the Jvaras, lot of classifications have been made. First they start with Vivido Vidibedena Jvaraha Sharira Manasaha. Sharira Jvara, Manasika Jvara. Two types they tell. Punascha Divido Drishtaha Saumyaha Cha Agneya Evava. Saumya Jvara, Agneya Jvara. Then again, Antarvegaha Bahirvegaha Dvidaha Punaruchyate. Again they go to Prakritaha Vaikritaha Sadhyaha Asadhyaha, depending on the strength and weakness of that Jvara. Punapancha Vijo Drishtaha Dosha Kala Bala Balat. Santataha Satataha Anyedriyuhu Tritiyakaha Chaturthaka. It goes on and goes on. So like this, there are so much of types of Jvara. Now as they kept on talking about the Jvara, any reader will get a little bit perturbed. So we get so much of Jvara, what to do? So at that time, later in the same chapter, he goes on, and more towards the end of the chapter, around 310th shloka, he gives a parihara. He starts with the parihara. Somam sanucharam devam samatraganam ishwaram pujayan prayata shigram muchatre vishamajvarat. Okay, that is vishamajvara. But tell us one thing, one capsule, all jvara should go away. What is that single medicine? Vishnum sahasra murdhanam charachara patim vibhum stuvan nama sahasrena jvaran sarvan apohati. So from an Ayurvedic grantha point of view also, when we see this, Vishnu Sahasranama has got one of the most shikharapraya aushadha status actually. So therefore we get to know the mahima of Vishnu Sahasranama. Similarly, when we come to the yoga point of view, from an ashtanga yoga, Vishnu Sahasranama, yama niyama asana pranayama pratyahara dharana dhyana samadhi, in all these stages Vishnu Sahasranama helps us a lot. From a research point of view, those of the modern generation minded friends of ours, you can again go to YouTube, Google, and just do a search, 12 weeks of chanting Vishnu Sahasranama, and put as a research PDF. So in that you can see research which has been done by many people. They had done a pilot study. Actually, the name of the research is Beneficial Effect of 12 Weeks of Sri Vishnu Sahasranama Chanting on Stress, Cognition, Autonomic Functions by many people, Kumar, Sai, Shailesh, Archana, Rajagopalan, and many of the people, different physiology people, doctors, all of them have come together. And finally, in the conclusion, I am reading it verbatim here, they say all outcome measures were recorded, and finally we have found, what have we found? And this was done in all the very, very controlled environment with the scientific study. They say depression, anxiety, stress, cortisol was significantly decreased, blood pressure was regulated within normal limits, spatial memory was significantly improved, followed by chanting. So, and then they say further research needs to be done on a bigger audience, and it needs to be actually proved. Also, I think the name of the other scientist, Dr. Pandyaji, I think his name is, wherein they have done mass chanting of Vishnu Sahasranama and prevented natural calamities across seashores actually. This also you can find it, find the research which has been done by them. So from a yogic perspective, it is very, very helpful. Again, from a Panchakosha Vidya, when we say this, we did have a session recently where chanting of any shloka helps in Panchakosha, the Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha. The five layers of existence which we have, any shloka helps, but within that, when we do shlokas of Vishnu Sahasranama, clearly there are benefits which are seen. In the research study which I told, directly there's a benefit on the physical part, Annamaya Kosha. Chanting the shlokas gives us pranayama benefits that we have discussed in our Power of Sanskrit. Simple example, let me tell. Kama Deva Kama Pala Kami Kantah Kritagamaha. No need to do Kapalabhati at all. Just if you are not able to do Kapalabhati, keep chanting this. Keep your hand on the abdomen and try to chant this 24 times. Kama Deva Kama Pala Kami Kantah Kritagamaha. Kama Deva Kama Pala. The best medicine for the current situation today is this. And if you are able to do this 24 times, every 3 hours or 4 hours or three times in a day, it will enhance the capacity of our lungs. And this we did do it, we have done it practically in many of our friends, and we have found this being very, very effective. So Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha. In Ayurveda, one school of thought, they say Sarve Vyadhayah Adhijaha Eva. All diseases are starting from the mind only, apart from the NCDs, all the communicable diseases which are there. So therefore, if we have to cure anything, any disease, we have to directly attack at the Manomaya Kosha level. And for that, for Manomaya Kosha, chanting shlokas, singing bhajans, being in satsanga, listening to upanyasas, lectures, doing all these manasika tapas which are there, are the only solution. So there also it helps. From a Vijnanamaya Kosha, again, when we go to the Bhashya Grantha, just Vishwam Vishnuhu Vashatkaraha, pages and pages of Vyakhyana. As we keep on reading that, we get the real Jnana and Vijnana, which is the Vishesha Jnana, which we need to achieve in our life. And that Jnana Deva Kaivalyam. From Jnana only, we can finally go to the Moksha Sadhana and achieve Mukti. So therefore, for that also it helps. And finally, the Ananda, which this Vishnu Sahasranama gives, is also unexplainable actually. Again, if we come to the our ancestors, we will try to close with this. I'm just conscious of time. I didn't see the time at all, sorry. So even in our ancestors, they tell what you have to do on a daily basis. Swashakopanishad Gita, Vishnor Nama Sahasrakam, Rudram Chapaurusham Suktam Nityam Avartayet Buddhaha. The great people always, they chant Swashakopanishad. Whatever, if I am a Yajurvedi, the Taittiriya Krishna Yajurvedi, the Taittiriya Shaka. Like that, Swashaka Upanishad Gita, Bhagavad Gita Adhyayanam. Vishnor Nama Sahasrakam Rudram. Rudram is the Namaka Prashna of Taittiriya Samhita. The Rudram cha Paurusham Suktam, Purusha Sukta. As per your own Veda, the Purusha Sukta which is there, Rudram cha Paurusham Suktam Nityam Avartayet. Again in this, they say, you should do all this. If you are not able to do the others also, at least Vishnu Sahasrama, if you keep chanting every day, then it gives you the phalan of doing all the above aspects also. So like this, the greatness of Vishnu Sahasranama, medically, scientifically, yogically, what we saw now, Ayurvedically, what we saw now, from the Shastra point of view also, we have seen physically, pranically, through the chakras, for the cleansing of chakras also, one of the best sadhana is Vishnu Sahasranama. So like this, in all the koshas we have seen, in all our layers of existence we have seen, and seeing through in all the lens, whatever lens we try to put in, one single answer we get to all this is Vishnor Nama Sahasrakam. So that kind of Vishnu Sahasranama, all of us have been listening, all of us have been chanting, we have been memorizing. We are all fortunate to learn this kind of a grantha or this Maha Mantra actually from Sri Rajesh Mahodaya. Again, not that Paraspara we are telling about each other. It is not like that. He is my elder brother. We have all grown together. And today also in his entire family, they do not sip a drop of water or take anything in the day without chanting Vishnu Sahasranama. That is the kind of siddhi and tapas the entire family has done. And today, if any of us have any problems or issues or any roga, any problems, we just pray, tell them, request them, and their chanting has done miracles. I cannot name, but recently our Guruji Pitruvaryaha had some troubled times, and by the chanting which their family and our extended family members, the chanting of Vishnu Sahasranama, today we have come back, and many of us are very safely here purely because of Vishnu Sahasranama. We are a live example for the greatness of Vishnu Sahasranama. Evam yatha aditam yatha mati kinchidiva maya vaktum prayatna kritaha Vishnu Sahasranamasya mahatmyam adhikritya tatra yadi kechana amshaha sadhuktaha chete Guru Anugraheneva, Doshaha Santicheta, Asmakam Mandabuddhyayeva. Kindly take the sadhu vachanas which were told. And again, we salute at your lotus feet and pray that all of us will chant the Vishnu Sahasranama. And this is one Lokakshema Karya which we can do daily for everybody. And through this only we can win this entire situation what we are facing today in this world. Sarvebhyaha Ram Ram Ram, Dhanyavadaha.